And welcome back, everyone. Day two of our June 2025 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Thanks for being with us this morning. We're going to jump right back into our schedule. Yesterday, number five, we wanted to save until this morning. This is our budget discussion, where Chris Peterson, our finance director, will be joining us virtually for that presentation.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Wonderful. Yeah, good morning, Madam Chair and commissioners. Chris Peterson, finance officer for the Game Fish and Parks Department. It's been a little bit of a while since I've been in front of all of you, so good to see everyone. Filling in today, we have agenda item number five in your packet. That agenda number five item has about 6 or 7 pages worth of financial budget report information. Our intent today is to review those 7 pages with you. A portion of that document, that budget report, is informational in nature for the commission. A few of the budgeted programs within the Game Fish and Parks Department, we have programs that are under the authority of where the budget set by the legislature, and then some additional programs, wildlife and snowmobile trails, where that actual budget authority resides with all of you. So if you like, Madam Chairman, we can go through the packet, and we'll start with page one, which is the rolling budget summary. Page one of your packet, if we look at column number three, basically at the bottom of column three, you can see the overall budget planned for FY25 at $129,304,115. That is the budget where now, as we sit in June of FY25, we have just the ending days and weeks of this fiscal year, and starting July 1, we are moving our budget, which becomes way on the far right-hand side of your page, an overall Game Fish and Parks budget of $130,223,127. Now, really what we're here today to do is basically put the final approvals and do the final budget setting for the budget for FY26, this column, and that'll start on July 1st of the year. The process really starts summer of last year, where we go through, look at the status of the overall GFP budget, look at the revenue, the expenditures. We do budget proposals. We meet with some of you on the budget committee within the commission, work through the process. That process then goes through the legislative process that finished up here in March. And then really the final piece is for state government agencies like Game Fish and Parks. The overall salary and benefit package for state employees, any increases, adjustment to salaries and health care insurance, those kind of things, those get set as an overall pool across state government. And then when the legislative session ends, they distribute that pool to all of the departments. We get our share, and then we're able to come back to you and provide those budget adjustment updates. Madam Chair, on page one of your document, that column that has $919,012 kind of on the right-hand side there, that would equal what those adjustments are for the overall salary and health care package, benefit package for the state employees. So that's really what we're here today to talk about for the most part. The rest of the budget basically remains for the most part unchanged as we submitted it to the budget committee and talked about it with the commission well over 8-10 months ago. So as we move forward, Madam Chair, the next three pages I have to show you are really informational in nature for the commissioners. These are the budgets that are set and in place as adopted and appropriated by the legislature, and it moved through the process. The first page there is the Division of Administration. You can see that for the Division of Administration, that has communications, engineering, central finance, our commission expenditures, Secretary Roebling, Deputy Simpson, that kind of administrative oversight for the agency legal counsel. That budget today is at $5,062,000, and you can see we're actually reducing that budget to $4,358,235. That is what was planned throughout the legislative process. This budget decreases because we are in our final year of doing the bond payments on the fish hatcheries. I know all of you at the commission level have been involved in those conversations about the fish hatcheries and the RAS systems and all those things. So one of the old remnants of the way we did business in the fish hatcheries was a bond payment, and our final ones will finish up at the end of this fiscal year. So again, Madam Chair, that page 0601 for the Division of Administration, just informational for all of you, so you can see what the budget will look like starting next month. Madam Chair, as we move on to the next page, on the top left, it'll say 0620. That is the State Parks and Recreation. This is the operation budget for the State Parks system. As we finish up our fiscal year 2025, that budget is at $34,387,962. And with the increases for the salary package and healthcare package of about $313,305, the new budget for parks operations is going to be just over $34.7 million as we start here for July 1st. Again, this budget is one of those that's basically authorized through the legislative process, so it's ready to go July 1st. We'll put these numbers in and we'll start our next year. And Madam Chair, the last informational page for all of you is the one that is 0621. It says State Parks Recreation Development Improvement. This is the project, the construction budget for our State Parks Division. As you can see, there are no salaries or benefits, no FTE in this because it is construction only, which means there are no salary package adjustments to even review or consider for this one. The budget that we're ending right now has $12.7 million of projects scheduled in it, and we're moving that budget up to $13,345,000 as we start July 1st to do all those projects that we've reviewed with the budget subcommittee and so on. So that budget, again, is in place. Madam Chair, then it brings us to the last three pages of the budget packet, which are the pages that, as we finish up, we'll ask all of you to consider and vote yes on for our budget. The first one is the 0610 page. That is the wildlife. It says info. This is the operational budget, all things fish and wildlife management, habitat management for the Division of Wildlife. The current budget that we're just finishing up here is at $64,477,767, and with an additional $669,440 coming in for the salary and benefit package, that would be the one adjustment we'll ask you to consider and adopt today, and then we'll ask you to set the budget, basically that recommended column there, at $65,147,207. So that will be the wildlife budget across all things, approximately 297 FTE, and the $65.14 million. Madam Chair, the next page is the 0612 budget. That is the wildlife development and improvement budget. These are the projects scheduled for the wildlife division. You can see the current budget at $11,175,000. That budget remains the same. We're bringing another $1,175 in to start the next fiscal year. And as you can imagine, with the wildlife construction budget, a lot of these dollars will be spent over the fiscal year that starts July here, finishing up our shooting range project out west and our outdoor campus project in Sioux Falls. So those are some of the big items coming out of there. Again, no salary package to adopt, no changes to adjust here. We'll just ask you to formally approve and set that budget at $11,175,000, which was the amount we talked about last fall again. And then, Madam Chair, the last and final page for the budget summary report, it's the 0622 page. That is the snowmobile trails budget. That budget for the current year is at $1,486,563, and the salary package adjustment for this program budget is just an additional $9,855, so it brings that budget up just slightly to $1,496,418. So, Madam Chair, really, as you can see, across the three budgets that we're asking you to formally vote on today, the capital improvement, the construction budget, has no changes from what was proposed and submitted last year because there are no salary adjustments. And then we just have the two budgets for you to adopt that include changes for the salary package. That's the wildlife informational page at $65,147,207, and that Snowmobile Trails page at $1,496,418. So, yeah, this is just kind of our usual practice to go through the legislative process, see where the overall state salary and benefit package lines out for the agencies, and then come back to all of you, ask you to make those adjustments to the budget and formally set those pages. So come July 1st, we'll be ready to roll with another basically operating budget, and we'll begin our process for bringing to all of you the budget request for fiscal year 2027.
Very good. Thank you, Chris. Questions from the commission, comments from the commission. Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see the numbers. This is in compliance with what the state increase in salary range is. Is that accurate, which is 125?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Chair, Commissioner White, absolutely 100% correct. This is the distribution of that overall salary package, that 1.2% that was approved, adopted through the legislature, and this is basically our portion that gets distributed across our parks and wildlife and Snowmobile Trails programs. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Chris, can you just go over again kind of the timeline as to what is needed of the commission, when you'll go before the legislature, so we all have a good understanding how that will roll out?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, if we start basically next month on July 1st, right? So June 30th, at the end of this month, we will wrap up fiscal year 2025, make sure all of our budgets are reconciled with our revenues and expenditures for the year. July 1st, we will start this budget, the FY26 budget, and then that will go through the process. That'll be set. We'll operate under that. But also in July, we will start then to kind of go through the process with a new year. We will start our consideration for adjustments, increases and decreases for the fiscal year 2027 budget. That'll be a big budget for the department because we'll be able to factor in additional revenue dollars that were kind
sure.
of approved
That's
through
right.
the
yeah.
through the package, through that fee package that was adopted. So we will be at the agency level through July and August considering any type of budget adjustments, increases, decreases in budget authority across all of our programs. Then we'll bring that to the commission and the commission budget subcommittee, usually in September or October of each year. And then that kind of sets where we become for the budget request process. That budget then gets more formally reviewed by the governor's office, the governor's budget and finance office, and then it basically ultimately becomes the starting point for the debates during the legislative process, which is the general budget bill that has all agencies across full government. And then that's where they start bringing in the overall state government salary package for consideration as well. Those debates are ongoing throughout the legislative session. That salary package remains in a pool. It's usually $10 to $12, $15 million across all of state government. And then when the final general budget bill gets adopted and approved one of those last days of the legislature and then signed by the governor, they know it's fully in force. And then basically the Bureau of Finance and Management, with our assistance, is able to go out and distribute that salary package. So we know of that overall package, which portion goes to our GFP programs. We put those in the budget, and then that's what we bring for all of you basically May, June of each year to just do one basically final vote on the budget to increase or basically include those salary package items that we didn't have a specific dollar amount from the fall before.
Yes.
Fall prior.
Thank you for that. Additional questions, comments from the commission? Move to approve. I'm going to, before I take a second on that, Chris mentioned we have two different budgets. Can we do that in one vote today? Are we making a formal motion on just one time? We don't need to do two. Okay, very good. So we have a motion to approve by Commissioner White, seconded by Commissioner Teal. Comments on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So that formally now goes forward. So then next month we'll have conditional, additional conversations as outlined by Chris a few moments ago.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate your work on this.